Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. In this episode, attorney Adam Rosen discusses the schedule of loss of use awards and how they impact a workers' compensation case.
Thank you. Schedule loss of use is a type of an award in a workers' compensation case. People often come to us with misconceptions about what they can get from a workers' compensation claim, how it's different than a lawsuit, and if they ever are entitled to a cash award. A schedule loss of use award is for an injury to an extremity in workers' compensation, an arm, a leg, a hand, or a foot. And it's called a schedule loss of use because there is a schedule of weeks. Each of your extremities is worth a different number of weeks of compensation if you were to lose the entire extremity. For example, your arm is worth 312 weeks, down to your little toe, which is worth 15 weeks, not very much. What's very important to understand is that if you're injured on the job, even if you don't miss time from work, and you continue working, if you have what's considered a permanent injury to one of these extremities, you can get a cash award. What's a permanent restriction? Certainly a fracture could leave permanent damage, a tear, a surgery that you have. Even if the surgery makes the injury better, it still could leave you with residual damage, with nerve damage, with loss of range of motion. And the range of motion is the thing that the insurance companies will focus on most. Now, when you file the claim, we'll make sure we have medical evidence that will substantiate the injury. An MRI, an EMG, x-rays will all be tests that we'll use to look and see what the level of damage is. Your doctor's reports would obviously be essential in proving this. And at some point, the insurance companies will always have you examined as well. And it's determined when you come to the point where you've reached maximum medical improvement. We don't want to do these awards until we feel that the injury is considered static and stable, meaning it's not really going to get much worse. It's not really going to get much better. It kind of is what it is. And at that point, we'll have the doctors look at that and give us the report. Even though we are going to close the case on a schedule loss of use award, we still have the ability to reopen the case for life medically if the condition were to worsen. An example of that would be somebody who has a meniscal tear in their knee. Let's say we get them a cash award based on a 10% loss of use, which would be 28.8 weeks, you could be looking at an award, you know, $20,000 or more for even a 10% loss. Now, let's say 5 years from now, the knee gets much worse and you need replacement, that would be covered as could be as well an increase in schedule loss of use. So if it was 10% and it got worse, we could reopen the case to increase the award. A rotator cuff tear is a very serious injury and some people can work through it and still be entitled to money. So you're not suing the employer. This is not a lawsuit against the employer. This is just an opportunity to be compensated to some degree for injuries that you have. One of the interesting things here is that seems a little counterintuitive, but the amount of time you miss from work is not relevant. Whether you miss a day of work or you miss a year of work, the scheduled loss of use will be determined based on the loss of range of motion. So in actuality, the less time you miss from work, the more valuable the award will be. Any monies that the insurance company pays you while you're out of work gets deducted from the cash award. So, for example, let's say you hurt your shoulder and you miss 2 months of work and they pay you approximately $10,000 in lost wages. And we're able to get you a settlement of $30,000. That first $10,000 comes right off the top of the award. If there's no lost time, the insurance company would pay all the money directly to you. One of the reasons that lawyers are so important here is it's very, very rare for the insurance carrier's doctors and the claimant's doctors to agree. And very often we'll see a large discrepancy between the reports. We've seen cases where our doctor will have done surgery and we'll say there's a 35% loss of the shoulder and they can document all the range of motion losses. And instead of being here, you're here. And what'll happen is the insurance company will say, well, no, surgery is perfect. There's no loss. Range of motion is fine. And very often we have to litigate these cases. But even if you don't do the litigation, which means going to depositions, there's always a back and forth with the insurance company as this is the only way that we can negotiate these. That's why it's having an attorney in a workers' comp case is so very important. And you could, if you injure more than one body part in the same accident, you also could be entitled to multiple schedule loss of use awards. So to sum up with schedule loss of use awards, it's very important to document the injury, get it on notice, get the treatment that you need so we can see if there is a permanent injury. Even a bad sprain could leave permanent damage because they look at it based on range of motion loss. They look at loss of function. And, you know, sometimes a sprain will heal worse than a broken bone does. So, you know, we tell all of our clients to make sure that they get the medical care they need. Any schedule loss of use in a workers' compensation case is non-taxable. So the award would go directly to you. And one of the nice things is we do encourage our clients to try to work when they can. And there is that benefit of not having to pay back any of the money that you have gotten while you were out. So that is why schedule loss of uses are an extremely important thing to understand in any workers' compensation setting, any type of a case that you have.